If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Big story of the week, certainly at least the first half of the week, which lingers on here locally, are the Texas legislators kind of camping out in the Chicagoland area. It's a story that came out with a lot of bluster, but now kind of is a little just in a waiting period. Connell McShane, a fine host of News Nation Now in the afternoons, 2 to 5 p.m. Connell, welcome back to WGN.
It's good to be on with you, John. I was just thinking when I was coming on, it's great that you, John, fill in for John, because then, like, a regular guest is less likely to screw up the names. You know what I mean? Because
that's why we do it.
We can't get a Connell to fill in for Connell, but and then the guests don't even get Connell right to begin with half the time.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's John for John. That's good.
It's easy. Yeah, this story, it's an interesting one. I just don't know what the end game is here, right? I don't think Governor Abbott is going to, with egg on his face, not call another special session after the one current one we're in ends. And then it just becomes this back and forth. And certainly it's no way to govern, but I don't know what the alternative is. At least Democrats see it that way.
Well, it depends if you look at it like macro or micro. I mean, in the big picture, this is like a 40-year plus story. I mean, gerrymandering, which is really what's going on here, picked up, I think, it really picked up in the 80s. I mean, yep. It happened before that, but it really started to take shape in the 80s. Democrats had control then in the Congress, so they did, in state legislatures, more so than they have now. So they did more of it at first. Republicans did it when they had control. Republicans are now trying to use it as a vehicle to kind of lessen their midterm losses, which is what this is all about. Interestingly enough, they're very open about that. Sometimes you have politicians trying something like this, and you ask them a question about it, and they make up every excuse. In this case, they're pretty open. So, no, this is what we're doing. We're just trying to pick up some more seats if we can. What's weird about it is doing it mid-decade like this. So at some point, you're saying, I guess Texas will probably jam this through. They get these guys. Maybe they like the Chicago pizza too much to go back. But once they go back, they'll figure it. They'll jam this through in Texas. They have the numbers, I would think, I would guess. And California and New York and other states are trying to respond in kind. It's a little tougher. Like in New York, I don't think they can get that through before the midterms. And California, even though it's a heavily Democratic state, they're trying to make it more so. It's tough for them to do it timing-wise, I think. So
and it's got to go to the ballot at some point.
Yeah, right. So I don't know if they can just, you know, respond as quickly as Gavin Newsom would like to Texas. But Texas will probably get this through at some point. Whether it makes a huge difference next year or not depends on the margins. I mean, first term of a presidential year, as you know, is usually a bad year for the incumbents. And Trump's and company are trying to pick up 5 seats here, and you know whether that's enough may not be, but that's what they're going after.
There's so many different tentacles of this story to go. Yeah. I find it, as maybe a lot of people feel this way. The idea is, look, Texas can do this. Like legally, they're allowed to do this. Just like legally, you know, Mitch McConnell could hold the Merrick Garland nomination. But I feel like some of these moves are seen maybe as more out of bounds in what should be done, right? Like a line too far, a line crossed in the sand. And I think that that's really what the big thing here is. There's no doubt they're coming to Illinois, which is the most democratically favored gerrymander in the country. So there's some irony there, but it just feels like this mid-cycle one is perhaps for a lot of people just a one step too far.
Yeah, there's some irony or hypocrisy in that move, I think. You know, listen, that line was probably crossed a long time ago. Is this jumping over the line? Maybe. I mean, now I think we have to start talking about what at some point, having a real conversation about the consequences of all of this, because I think we all know that we all lose out on it. I mean, if you just think about it in broad terms, I actually say this sometimes to our producers and our bookers. I won't mention any names, but there are some people, there's some low-level people, thinkers, I would argue, in the House of Representatives now versus what there were years and years ago. I mean, it just doesn't take much to get into the House in some of these districts. And that's a problem. That's a problem. These are not you don't have, you know, as
the best and brightest?
Yeah, they're not holding their auxiliary Mensa meetings in the House of Representatives, I don't think, anymore. I mean, like, and that, you know, it's not
great.
It's not great. It's not great. I mean, we need higher quality candidates to run for office, and the more you kind of gerrymander this, the worse it gets. My colleague Chris Starwald has a column, I was just reading it, actually, on The Hill com today that's suggesting, and maybe one of the answers is to actually, believe it or not, make the House bigger, have more districts, so they're more competitive districts. And in theory, then, because there's more competition, you get more people that, you know, you get better candidates to run. I don't know, but something's got to be done. Otherwise, at some point, everybody's in their own corner. Only primaries matter. General elections don't matter. That's the direction we're going.
Right. Yeah. To complete the thread there, if you've got a bunch of 70-30 districts one way or the other, you just got to win the primary. A couple $1,000 and some yard signs, and some of these districts can win you that primary, and you haven't been maybe vetted through a state legislature or something along those lines. Not that everyone has to come from the same place to be in the House of Representatives, and diversity is important. Of all sorts of backgrounds, but I get what you're saying. The FBI angle is interesting. At first, I was like, my goodness, that's something. When I noticed it was Senator John Cornyn who was the one to make the ask, man, all politics are local. I started thinking, well, who's John Cornyn in a primary race against in Texas? And it's Ken Paxton. So John Cornyn in that interesting position to ask for the FBI to step in. I don't know what they're going to do, but he certainly wanted that headline.
Yeah, I think you hit it. He wanted the headline. And I don't know what they're going to do either. They haven't really commented on it. I'm not sure if there's even jurisdiction there. So that smelled to me more like a, hey, I'm here. I'm still for you guys. I'm with the base here, in this race, like you said, against Paxton. So that's what that felt like. And I mean, I don't know, that maybe is a story. We'll see. Could be wrong. That fades away after a while. You get no comments from the FBI, and Trump will come out and say, well, I think they should maybe think about it, and then nothing happens. I don't know. I mean, I actually don't even know the resolution to this whole Texas thing. Like I said at the beginning, it seems to me there's no other resolution that at some point they come back and they jam this through. But, I mean, who knows at the moment? I don't know how long they can stay out for. I mean, I had one of them on the other day, and they said, oh, we're prepared to stay, you know, for as long as we need to. But, you know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Ever? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. This is now presidential politics on the Democratic primary side, too. You got Governor Pritzker, who wants to house them. He can't do much with an already gerrymandered state. And Gavin Newsom, who will probably run, too, trying to be the knight in shining armor. I mean, this is politics 101, but what they're playing with here is a real threat, I think, to the constitutional republic that we have.
Yeah, I mean, it on the one hand, it's like, all right, this is a way. I mean, I think from Trump's, remember, he's just a transactional guy. I think from his point of view, it's like someone told him, hey, you can pick up 5 seats in Texas. Let's do it. If we do it there, let's pick up a few more in Indiana. I'll send the vice president out to try to twist the governor's arm on that, see what they can do. And he's just trying to, you know, limit his losses from a practical standpoint in the midterms. For Newsom and company, that you're right, they want to run for president. You know, on the one hand, they could fire people up, get more national attention, you know, raise money, and that might be true. On the other hand, I think because this issue is just so universally unpopular, like almost everybody agrees, whatever party they're in, that the whole idea of gerrymandering the Congress is, you know, not a great idea. I don't know. You don't make yourself look good, and maybe there's an element of this that could potentially backfire on you politically. That's always the risk, and that's the risk of the gerrymandering. Even they push and push and push, and you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You can't draw these districts exactly, and maybe it doesn't work out the way they want in a place like Texas. I don't know. So there is when things are, sometimes the obvious answer is the answer, and then sometimes it's like, well, wait a second, maybe this will blow up in somebody's face.
Yeah, I just was looking at the map, and we got to run. But the 15th Illinois congressional district touches Iowa, touches Missouri, and it touches Indiana. That's hard to do. Illinois. That's northwest, southwest, and southeast. Anyways, long story short, we got to run out of time. Connell McShane, as always, it's great to chat with you.
All right. Always fun, John. I'll talk to you soon.
2 to 5 on News Nation.